Thank the Lord for amazing grace that does truly look beyond the problems and faults and things of our life. And it was God's grace that loved us even in our neediness. And He elevated us and lifted us up. Very thankful for the blessings of the Lord this morning. I ask an interest in your prayers that the message that the Lord put on my heart will be communicated through His Spirit in a way that would be a challenge and a help to all of us. Written on the board, what will you give? I'd like to begin in Jeremiah in the 13th chapter, 23rd verse. A question is posed. Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? What's the answer to that? No. Doesn't matter how badly someone would like to change their skin color or a leopard change its spots. It's not happening because that's the way that it is. The answer is very clearly no to that. But you know this morning that that is the very reason that Jesus came to do in our life what we could not do for ourselves. If you've heard me say that once, you probably heard me say it, I don't know how many times, but that is the reason Jesus came, was to enable people. That means me and you, to enable us to do what we couldn't do by ourselves. That's why Jesus came. Think about Saul, his expression over in Romans 7, when he said, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" Because he was in that position that he wanted to do what was right, but he kept falling back into sin and doing what was wrong. And there was a real conflict going on, and he was losing. And he was wretched because of it. That's the reason Jesus came. Jesus came, and he still does today. Do you know the Lord is still working miracles in people's lives? We can talk about the physical miracles, but Jesus is still working spiritual miracles. Someone that is addicted to drugs, that has not been able to stop, through the power of Jesus Christ, he can set them free from the power of drugs. The Lord can still take the alcoholic and he can give deliverance from the power and bondage that alcohol has on people. We can look at it, and I am not saying that AA is bad. I know that support, there are some good things in supporting one another, and I'm not belittling those things, but I want us to know that there is a divine, miraculous change that Jesus Christ can work in people's lives. Too many people have a pattern of failure going back to the sins that they stopped for a time. There is power in Jesus Christ that we can do exactly what Jesus said when he said, go and do what? Sin no more. We cannot do that by ourselves, but through the power of Christ, we are able to do all things through Jesus, aren't we? With men, there are things that are impossible this morning. But let us remember that Jesus came to work miracles in our life. So then, if you have needs, and I don't know what everybody wrote down on their spiritual needs list. Now, I told you no one was going to read those, so I wasn't going to open them up and read them out publicly. Those are never going to be open unless you open them. But do you know we had a place there to a personal spiritual request. I want to remind everybody, I don't know what you wrote down, but there is power in Jesus Christ. So for your needs this morning, the things that personally you're wanting to grow in or do better in, maybe there's some things here, people that need some deliverances. You know, the Ethiopian can't change his skin and the leper can't change his spots, but through the power of Jesus Christ, there is a miracle that Jesus can do in our lives to enable us to overcome things that we face in life. So if it has been something that has been a spiritual problem or a need in your life for a long time, let us not allow the enemy to erode our faith or undermine our confidence in God. Through Jesus Christ, Paul, again, who shall deliver me from this body of death? There was an answer to that. Thanks be to God. There is a Savior that can deliver us from the body of sin. And that is exactly what Jesus Christ came to do. And it was an instant work. The scripture says, yeah, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's what? A new creature. Old things are passed away. Do you know that is our hope as well for our unsaved loved ones and those we're praying for? We can look at them and say there's just no way. Yes, there is a way this morning. And it is the way of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Do you know this morning that Jesus is still the way that when people are in drugs and alcohol, steeped in adultery and fornication and all of the sins of this world, there is power through Jesus Christ that they can be set free. I don't know how it all works, but I know it works. And I don't have all the answers. How do you untangle this mess? And what do you do about this? I don't know about all that, but I know a Savior who can start working in someone's life. And He can do wonderful things. Folks, the day of spiritual miracles is not past. So when you pray, let it be an effectual, fervent prayer because we still believe in the power of Jesus Christ. So then, when you pray for your spiritual needs and you pray for that one that you're praying to be saved, I want you to know that we can pray in faith because of the power of God. The scripture says over in Hebrews 7:25, whereas He is able to save them to the uttermost. And I can't hardly read that without thinking about Brother Gordon Humphrey. That was kind of his theme. But do you know that the Lord Jesus is able to save to the uttermost? That means all the way through. And I am so thankful that we still have a miracle-working God, that things that are impossible with man, it's not with God. So that is the foundation for the message this morning. Let's not forget what God can do. In Ghana 2 weeks ago, preached a message the Lord had given me, and it's a burden that the Lord has been really stirring in my spirit. To be separate from the world when we follow Christ, we are called to separate ourselves. And I gave a call to the congregation. There were about four small congregations represented in this meeting. And I have discouraged at times just everybody coming to pray. Because, well, they're praying, so let's just all. And it's like, I want you to really think about what you're doing. And if you are willing to say, Lord, I am willing to allow You to separate me in my life to follow You 100%. There were three men that came forward to pray. And God was faithful. After that, there was an invitation was given for those that had needs in their life, or physical needs, you know, other types of needs that they wanted God to do something. And you know, the front just filled up with people. And it was fine that they came to pray, but I will say I gave just a little bit of reproof. And I want to explain the reason why. What I told them, I said, it's good that you brought your request to come and pray. I said, the Lord told us to do that. But I said, when we gave opportunity and the Lord gave a call, that who was willing to really separate themselves to follow the Lord? I said, there were only three men that came forward. I said, where were all of you women? I said, what were you? I said, because you're here because you want God to do something for you. And I said, and God wants us to. That's good. But I said, my question to you this morning, it was to them in Ghana 2 weeks ago, and really, it is for us this morning. I asked them, I said, what are you willing to give to God? Because you want God to heal, you want God to do this, you want God to do that, but what are you willing to give to Him? Because see, it's a lot easier to pray and say, Lord, I need this, and I need that, and I want you to do this, and I want you to work here, and Lord, I have this spiritual need. Now, this message came at a cost, okay? Now, if you look at the preacher and say, well, he's preaching at us, no, I'm not. I've been preaching to me all week. It's easier to say, I have a spiritual request. Lord, I want you to do this. I have a spiritual request. The Lord asked me this week, but what are you willing to do about that request? No, you know, it's easy. Let's not talk about our own responsibility. It would be easier just to say, I'm praying that God would do something. So the foundation is God wants to do something. The foundation is God wants to work a miracle, but I don't know what request you have on your paper. But I want to challenge you this morning with this question. What are you willing to give to get the victory or the growth in that area that you wrote down on your paper? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to change? It's easier to just pray about it. It is. It's much easier just to pray about it and expect God to do everything. But I dare say that for a lot of requests that are written down, that there is some responsibility that God is wanting to put back on us today. He wants us to grow. He wants us to have greater victories. And we're asking God to give us that. But the Lord's saying, okay, I'm going to do my part, but I need to know that you're fully invested in this too. So what are you willing to give for me? And see, this is very personal. Well, Lord, I want victory here. I want Lord, to you to give peace here. I want you to do this, or I want... Okay, the Lord understands. But what are you willing to do about that yourself? If there's something that's been growing in your life, are you willing to stop feeding it? You say, Lord, I need you to take this out. I need you to change this. And the Lord wants to change it. But do you know, maybe there's some things that we need to stop watering. Maybe there's some attitudes, or maybe there's some things that are in our life that the Lord wants us to stop catering to. Maybe there are some things the Lord is saying, I want you to give that up. And you say, but we put it out of our mind, but Lord, I just need you to give me victory here in my life. And the Lord's saying, I'll give you victory, but you're going to have to give that up. No, Lord, I need victory here. I'm trusting in your power. And the Lord's saying, I want you to trust in my power, but if you want victory, you're going to have to give this up. Do you see how we can spiritualize things so much that we can put all of the responsibility on God, not because our faith is so great, but because we don't want to take responsibility ourselves? Now, it is not in the scripture that says God helps them who help themselves. I believe that was Benjamin Franklin. Now, God came to help people that cannot help themselves, right? And I am very thankful for that. In our neediness, the Lord came to help. But that still does not mean we abdicate all personal responsibility because we have so much faith in God. You see, it's a dual thing. So the Lord is asking us this morning is, what changes are we willing to make for our spiritual request? We want God to work. We want God to give, but what are we willing to give ourselves? Other requests, Lord, I would like to be 15 pounds lighter this year. You know, that's something to pray about. That's all right. It's actually worked for me before. But I'm going to tell you what, it came by more than prayer. Lord, help me to have the desire or the strength to say no to some things and yes to some things. You see, that's where the prayer is, isn't it? It's not that if I pray enough and my faith is so great, I'll wake up one morning and, wow, 15 pounds lighter, thank the Lord. No, my prayer is, Lord, if this is a desire that I have, then Lord, I want you to help me be able to attain that goal. And the Lord then says, okay, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to give? What are you willing to change in your life? Do you see the purpose and the determination is necessary then to make a lifestyle change, right? So yes, it's worthy of prayer. It's worthy even physical things. But it reminds me of someone that like pecan pie, and they also had physical issues that when they ate it, they had severe pain. And finally, I would believe it was Brother Austin told him and said, now listen, if you go eat that pecan pie tonight, don't call me for prayer in the middle of the night. You say, well, that was a bad path. No! He was saying, you know the consequences, so you have some responsibility. If you get in pain, call me and I'll pray for you. But if you know you eat that pecan pie, you know it's going to give you a problem, and then you expect God to just miraculously come to your rescue. The Lord was wanting to come to your rescue before you ate the pecan pie. Do you understand? And so that means that our prayer should be, Lord, I really want that pecan pie. Lord, give me the strength to say no to it. I'm willing to give you the pecan pie, Lord, so the result is I'm in better physical condition. So then there are lifestyle changes that the Lord wants to help us with, and sometimes our prayer really is, and maybe some of you besides me have been there, it's, Lord, give me the desire to have the right desire. Because frankly, I don't want to change. Have you been there? Even spiritually, I really don't want to change. I'd like God to do something. But frankly, I'm not quite to the place I want to make a change. And so then our prayer is, Lord, would you give me the desire to have a desire for what you want? Help my desires to change. Help my goals and my plans and help my want-tos to be like they ought to be. And then, you know, when we get our want-tos in the right place, we're going to begin to see the Lord start working. So what are you willing to give? Really don't have next week to continue. I'm going to address some things very quickly. Do you remember when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed, he said, not my will, but thy will be done? How bad do you want God to answer your spiritual requests this morning? See, it's a spiritual request because it's been something probably that hasn't just been a one-time thing or just something that's just been a little short thing. This is something that, Lord, this is a year-long request now I have. Lord, I'm really wanting to see you work. Are we willing to pray that prayer in regard to our spiritual requests and say, Lord, I'm at the place I want it enough that not my will, but thy will be done. That is a place of victory. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Are we willing to submit ourselves to God this morning and say, see, sometimes we have these directional prayers that we kind of start telling God kind of what we need and what we want and do, you know, and we respect God as God, but we kind of are telling the Lord how to do things and what we want. Do you know sometimes what the Lord wants us to do is just come and submit ourselves and say, Lord, I'm just going to place myself before you and what you want me to do, I'll do it. That's consecration. And you know that's more than a trip to the altar. Because one day, okay, acknowledgement, I've made consecrations to the Lord and I was really moved, and the next day it was gone. Am I the only one? Okay. Until we want it enough that we can say, Lord, I submit myself to you and I'm going to leave myself in your hands, but I need you to help me stick with it. I need you to help me maintain that consecration in that sacrifice that I put on the altar. Not my will. God's grace will be sufficient for us in our weakness. I'm not talking about mind over matter here. God's grace will be sufficient for us, but for His grace to work, we have to stay in a place of submission to the Lord. That's what we can give if we want to grow spiritually this morning. So, anybody here want peace? Maybe there's a place of greater peace in your life that you need. Well, Jeremiah 6, thus saith the Lord, stand in the way. Now, who has that responsibility? It's us, isn't it? There are people that say, I just want the Lord to give me more peace. Well, you have something to do with that too. The Lord is the giver of peace, but we have to be in a position to receive that peace. So stand in the way and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. That sounds like personal responsibility. And you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we won't walk therein. There are people this morning that want the Lord to work in their life, and they seem really sincere. I want the Lord to give me victory here, and I want to draw closer to the Lord, and it seems sincere. But there is a place the Lord's saying, what are you willing to give to me? You want greater peace in your life? Are you willing to walk in the old ways? Are you willing to walk in the old paths? You want direction from the Lord? You want the Lord to guide you if you have decisions to make? And Lord, I really need direction here. Well, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not in thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge Him. Well, Lord, I'm acknowledging You here, but what about over here? If you want direction from the Lord, we're going to have to come to a place that we are willing to acknowledge Him in every area and make adjustments in our life that the way is clear for the Spirit to begin to move and guide and direct. You want victory this morning? The Scripture says, sanctify yourselves. Now we say, well, sanctifying is something the Lord does. That's a part of it. But folks, we have to sanctify ourselves as well. Get rid of the things that are choking out the things of God in our life. See, the cares of life that are just choking out the Word? We need to start getting rid of those things. Jesus said if we were to come after Him, He said we need to deny ourselves and take up our cross. If we don't do that, we can't be His disciple. So if we want spiritual victory this morning, we're going to have to die out to self. And whoever liked to die out to self? You know, there are some things, but I still remember Brother Cook testifying something he gave up or did. And he said, but I'm not going to get a star in my crown because he didn't want it anyway. I'm not going to have a star in my crown for giving up alcohol. You know why? I don't care about alcohol. I don't want alcohol. I have no desire for alcohol. But someone else that does, it doesn't mean they're any less than I am. They might get a star in their crown for saying, okay, Lord, I'm giving it to You. But there are other things in my life that are hard for me that the Lord calls for. That's where we get the star on the crown, figuratively speaking. In other words, we say, well, I've given this up and that. Well, if I didn't want, it's kind of like, and some of us were talking the other day about it, I believe at lunch, people have given us things sometimes that they would have taken to the dump. So we'll take it to the Smith family, and they would have thrown it away if they wouldn't have given to us. Well, is that the best you could give? You know, we're struggling to have a good attitude and be thankful, but I mean, really? You know, I mean, people don't take stuff to Goodwill normally that they want to keep. Well, I'm really sacrificing. I took a whole truckload to Goodwill. It was because you were getting rid of your junk. You didn't want it anymore. And sometimes we do that with God. We say, well, I've given this up and I've given that up. But giving something up is when it's something that was precious to me. If you want to grow spiritually this morning, it might come by putting Isaac on the altar. It might come from putting something that's meaningful to you. And the Lord says, I want to give you victory, but what are you willing to give to me? When you are willing this morning, when I am willing to place the things that are closest to us on the altar, that is when we're going to start seeing greater victories. That is when we're going to start experiencing greater power with God. Dying out to self. It's something else the Lord spoke to me personally about. It's like we can talk about giving God things. Lord, I give you X. And Lord, I give you A and I give you B. You know what the Lord told me? He said, that's not what I want. I want Michael. But Lord, I give you A and B and C, and it was hard, but I want Michael. Because when Michael gives God Michael, God already has A, B, C, and D and all the other things. It's easier to give things to God sometimes than just saying, Lord, I give you myself. So you want victory? There's a song that says, let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in me. Lord, help us to lose ourselves. And as we pray for our requests, know that God wants to work in your life. He wants us to bring forth more fruit. But what did Jesus say about bearing forth more fruit? John 12:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, what does it do? It brings forth much fruit. So you want to grow in your life this morning? You want to bring forth more spiritual fruit? Here's one of the answers. It's a lot harder than just praying about it too. It's a lot harder than just saying, Lord, this is what I want you to do. The Lord's saying, would you fall into the ground and die? Would you die to self? And you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of time to come to the place to die out of self. It starts with a prayer. It starts with, seeking the Lord. But I found in my own life the things that are hardest to give up, sometimes it takes more than a day. Sometimes it takes more than a week. Sometimes it's a process of the Lord's faithfulness and His mercy and His long-suffering for me to get me to the place that I can finally say, okay, Lord, thank you for being patient with me. But I recognize this is what I'm going to have to do. I'd like to conclude with 2 Timothy chapter 1. It says, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, for the which cause I suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Commit your soul, commit your life. But what about, again, this is just very personal for each one of us individually. I've had to die my deaths. But what have we committed to the Lord? See, I know in whom I believe and I want God to work. But I then am going to have to commit some things to His hand. So I want God to work and I want Him to give. But the Lord's saying, what will you commit to me? What will you give to me? Folks, this is a very important place, something to learn where we can find greater victories in our life. So what are you willing to commit to the Lord? So as you pray this year for your spiritual request, don't forget that you also have a part to play. It's more than just asking God. It's saying, Lord, what do you want me to do that I might have this victory or gain this ground in my life? Let's pray for each other. I need your prayers this morning. And I pray for you because God wants to do some wonderful things in our life. But what are you willing to give?